Yes, that's it. I'm going to pull that one up. It's the track entitled, well, I can ask the artist right now. Nadine, can you hear me?
Hardly. I can hardly hear you.
Okay, I'll try and speak up a little bit more. Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, okay. This track, you heard a little bit of it there, did you?
Yes, I did.
Now, tell me the title of this track. Is it Crazy or is it something else?
Well, originally, the title of the song, it could be either way, but the title of the song was Crazy. And my friend said, no, you should give the song Believe Me. But I wanted to give the title Crazy, but he changed it to Believe Me. So we just went with either title because it's registered under either title.
Oh, I see. I see. That's what's confusing me. So people might get the same tune twice. Okay, well, that's not a bad thing from your point of view. So I'd like to just welcome you here to Reggae Space. It's very good for you to take time out of your busy schedule to join us tonight.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, you're very, very welcome. And I see a nice picture of you there in the shout box. Can you see the shout box?
Yes, I think I can.
Okay, you see your picture?
Yes.
Yes, yes, looking very
pretty. Oh, that's the African picture. Everybody likes that one.
So you were in Africa when that one took?
No.
Oh, you just...
I look like an African.
Oh, right. Okay, okay. So you agree with that? You look a little bit African with the hair, yes?
We're all African descent. We're all African descent.
That's true, that's true. Well, I'll play this tune because it's a big tune. It's a good rhythm as well. Whether it's called Crazy or Believe Me, people, listen up.
Missy, say you want this. Tired of the stupid little games. You're messing with my mind and you're stressing my brain. Boy, you're driving me insane. My heart can take this pain. No, no.
I'm crying over you, baby. 'Cause I don't know what to do lately. I'm hurting deep inside.
Well, that's a great track, Nadine. Is it Nadine, not Nadine, is it?
It's you know, Jamaicans would say Nadine, but, you know, Americans say Nadine.
Okay.
So I just go with the Nadine.
Okay, okay. So
Nadine Queen.
Yes, Nadine Queen. So tell me, where you hail from? You mentioned America twice now, but I know say you have some strong links with Jamaica. All right, go.
Yes, man, born and bred in Jamaica, you know.
Yeah.
But... after a while, you choose to get a different lifestyle. So that's how, you know, you change up everything sometimes.
Right.
Which is good. Sometimes change is good.
Yes, yes.
You know?
So where are you living now then?
I'm living in America.
Okay. And how long are you living there?
Been for many years now.
Okay. So you're well settled.
Yes.
And you can make a comparison between the two places. Is that right?
Yes, I can. Yeah, man, I'm ready. You say, Wagwan, Yendis, how you do? You know?
So how the lifestyle compare? You know, you as someone who's spent time in both places, what are the main things you would highlight as it's different over here or it's different over there? Or how you go?
Well, here I would say the lifestyle is totally different in the sense that it's a different environment. When in Jamaica, you can do as you please.
Right.
In America, you can't.
I see.
Bottom line, the point blank, in America, you can't do as you please. It's a totally different. It's just like even at Christmas time, the environment is so different. Christmas time in Jamaica, people go grand market and they shop till daylight.
Yes.
And that weekend for Christmas is an entire festivity.
Right.
Right back until New Year's Day.
Yes.
And here, Christmas is like nothing.
Right.
Christmas, you know, families would come and visit families and that's about it. But I don't see they having a grand celebration like Jamaicans for Christmas. No.
Right, right.
Well, Christmas in Jamaica is a totally different thing from you know,
yes,
in the States. So,
well, people often,
you learn to embrace the environment as you live.
But they do say that Jamaicans really know how to enjoy themselves. Are true?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Without a doubt.
Especially Jamaicans in Jamaica.
Yes, man. Yeah. You know, they call it yard people. Yard people know for vibe.
Yes, man. Okay. Well, just what about the music? You know, both places you can be an artist, bass, and make music. From your point of view, what the difference in terms of the two countries, the two environments from an artist's point of view?
From an artist's point of view, most people would think that reggae is humongous in America. No, it's not. It's getting there in the sense that the artists themselves have to market themselves in a way where people can accept reggae on a broader scale.
Oh.
You know, and like the bigger artists who have established themselves, like the Berry Sam and the Marcia Griffiths, the Beanie Man, the Shaggy, and, you know, I said kudos to them and for them to be carrying on that baton, and big respect to Bob Marley, he's one of my icons too.
Yes, yes.
And I'm trying to climb on their shoulders and their backs now to get my career in check.
Okay.
And as I said, where the market is concerned for reggae, in Jamaica, them say, if you're not bust a Jamaica, you're not bust no way.
So I'm
climbing those steps and the ladder to get there, so eventually it will happen.
So you believe that? You can't, if you don't bust in Jamaica, then you can't bust anywhere else?
Well, put it this way. That's the hardcore of reggae music. That's the root. That's the heart of reggae.
Right.
You know? And if you work hard, then you might get a career going in the United States or in Europe or elsewhere. But it's just that the schooling is Jamaica. So it's like if you don't graduate from the Jamaican school, it's like, you know, you're not reaching nowhere yet. It's like you're in a classroom.
Yes, yes.
But that's where you have to graduate from.
I see. And you believe that the two markets, the two styles, if you're making music to suit the American market, it's a different style to the Jamaican market.
In a sense, I would say yes, and I would say no. But if you know what you're doing, you can do reggae in a way where it is acceptable by all people, not just by some.
Right, right.
And if you record a song in Jamaica, it depends on who is recording you. And I wouldn't say in Jamaica, in the US, it depends on who is recording you, because Jamaica is hardcore reggae.
Yeah.
America is not. America more like wants to do it more sublime and more in a melodic way where it can reach the mass, everybody.
Right.
If you notice, white people now are gravitating to reggae. Not that I'm being stereotypical, but it is true. So you have to sing it in the context where the patois is not so much into the reggae as it used to be.
Right.
But in Jamaica now, once you go in the studio, you just do it, chop it raw.
Yes.
You just do it raw, and it has to be accepted. You know, whether in England, Europe, America, Canada, it doesn't matter.
Yes, that's
the Jamaican way.
Yes.
But in America, they want you to do it more sublime, more melodic, where people can gravitate to it and understand every word for word. What you're saying.
Okay, so it sounds like, you know, when you're in the environment in Jamaica, you know, it's you focus on the local market, and when you're in America, then you focus on the wider market, and you make a different approach. Would you say so?
Yeah. Yes, I would say so. But in the context of that, Jamaicans has to realize that you're not only trying to reach your Jamaican audience, you're trying to reach a broader audience, which is in Europe, Italy, even in Africa. Reggae right now is huge.
Yes, you know.
You go to Japan, you go to China, you go to Canada, you go to England, you go to America. People are trying to gravitate to reggae. What reggae was born and bred in Jamaica.
Yes.
But Jamaicans don't really embrace their cultural heritage as they should, because right now they're saying that Europe is the reggae capital of the world,
right.
Which I'm a little bit taken aback by that, because you can't have something born in your backyard and then somebody else is taking it over saying that it's theirs.
Yeah,
you know?
It's
so I'm happy that reggae is, you know, Europe is the capital for reggae right now, but I'm not so happy in the sense that Jamaica should be embracing that title.
I see. See, it's an interesting aspect to discuss, because the first thing that comes to my mind when you mention, well, you know, it born in Jamaica, then, you know, it forever will be Jamaican. But, you know, I made the link with sport. I don't know if you're into any particular sport, but cricket. The British claim said that they invent cricket. And there was a time when they were great, but nowadays, you know, the other countries in the world, West Indies and Australians and so on, they become better. You know, they take what was invented by the Britons and they do better at it than the Britons. And I think, you know, sometimes you can apply that to music as well, you know, reggae music.
No. I don't mean to interrupt you. Listen to the root word what you use. You said the Brits claimed.
Right.
No, well, Jamaicans don't claim that they invented reggae. We know that reggae was implemented in Jamaica.
True.
We know that, you know?
Yes.
That's the birthplace of reggae. Who took it to the wider society was Bob Marley, and you have a few more. I'm speaking of what I know of now.
Yes.
Maybe I'm wrong, so correct me. I stand corrected if I'm wrong. But for the birthplace, everywhere around the world you go, you hear that reggae was born in Jamaica.
Of course.
Look at it this way. We don't claim reggae for ourselves.
No.
Jamaica, that's our culture.
It's true.
You notice, when we dance in reggae, and when you hear reggae play in Jamaica, it's a different feel you get when you hear reggae play at US or in anyway.
It's a totally different feel. It's true. I mean,
I would differentiate it from the sport. But the thing what I see with reggae in Jamaica right now, it's not getting played so much on the radio stations as they used to. It's more the dancehall part of the culture is taking over.
Right.
Authentic reggae music is non-existent no more on the Jamaican radio stations.
Oh,
it's more in Europe and England and all of that. That's the reason why they say that that's the capital of reggae right now.
I see. So how you feel about that? You know, it born in Jamaica, but it kind of changed. You know, the younger people come up and do some more computer things, and it changed the style and you know, rebirth as dancehall, which is very much related to R&B and soul and America. How you feel about the change?
Well, in everything you got to have change.
True.
In everything you got to have change. But it should be change for the better and not change for the worse. And I'm not going to say that reggae has changed for the worse, but in some aspect of reggae, reggae is not reggae anymore, in the sense that if you listen to the music, people don't sing naturally anymore. It's all about auto-tune and they're putting a lot of effects on the vocals to make it sound like. And then when the people book them for shows and they go on live performances, they flop because they don't have the vocal clarity to extend it to the wider public. So people can say, well, yeah, you know, that guy can sing or that girl can sing.
Right.
It's all, you would say, fabricated in the studio, and then when you go on the live shows, that's when you have a problem.
Yes. And the notice with
we do need change, but change should be authentic, you know. So that's just my take on it.
Right. When you say authentic, that mean what?
Nothing artificial.
Right.
Like the music you they can create it without the computers or whatever, which it shouldn't be that way, because people don't play live music as they used to anymore. You know, but I'm talking about the vocal part of it.
Yes.
People don't sing naturally anymore.
It's
all machine.
Yes.
And that's what's killing the industry.
Because,
you know, if you notice a lot of white band coming up playing reggae, and they're doing it more authentic than the Jamaican artists and musicians.
Right.
And that's what messing up the business, because people are getting upset saying that white people coming in taking over reggae music, which they shouldn't be upset. They should be glad, because then they're elevating it to another level.
Yeah.
The Jamaicans then should step in and build on what they already created and make it a lot better.
Yes. Well, it's hard for them to see the wider picture, I have to say, you know, because they're, you know, in a locality, and enough of them don't get the chance to travel. So their horizons are not as great as some. Those who do get the wider horizons learn to appreciate the global view. But if you stay on the island and don't go off, move off the island, it's hard for you to imagine what it's like, you know, to really appreciate the perceptions of people in other parts of the world who take reggae and, you know, interpret it for themselves. And they're not copying anybody, but they're creating what they feel is what is right for them. And,
yeah, that's true. But then they're creating something that's not really authentic reggae. Because if you listen to it, sometimes when you listen to even the bass line of some of the overseas reggae, it's not authentic in the sense that you can say, yeah, that's hardcore reggae.
Right, right.
You ever go back and listen to some old school reggae rhythm?
Yes, yes.
I'm telling you, man, make you dance off your feet, youngies. I'm telling you. You know what I'm talking
about. Of course. Okay, well, it's a very interesting discussion. I always claim that reggae is international. It is no longer owned by any one person.
No, it's not.
Jamaica has offered it and given it to the world for them to appreciate and to recreate. And as time goes on and younger people come along with different views and different influences, reggae music's going to change. It's like a good introduction to the next tune because its name changes. You want to say anything about this track?
Well, that track is being loved by everyone, you know, mostly male. You know, they love it.
Okay.
And in particular, I got myself in a lot of trouble because of that song. So
is
I just
it?
Leave it at that and let the words speak for itself.
Well, that sounds fair enough. I'll go with that. Let me see if I can... something not going right. Hold on. There, that's better.
Changes.
In this, in conversation with Nadine Queen.
Ooh, tell me what you really want.
Live here on Reggae Space.
Gonna do.
Big up all the massive tuning in.
Make way for the changes coming in your life.
Why?
Said that no one day I'm gonna be your wife. Said that girl like me is really hard to find.
Why?
And this your lover girl is gonna blow. You're looking for a man like you, long time.
Boy.
And the two of we together's gonna be just fine. So me no want a man to beat up my body. I want a man who's gonna love and respect me. Me want a man who can love me real hard. Cause this your lover girl cannot deal with the fraud. No, me want a man who can talk down the wall. With this your lover girl, you could never go wrong. Every woman, yes, they had their turn. With this your lover girl, you will never get burned. So make way for the changes coming in your life.
Why, that's a really assertive song. It is assertive person singing it. I would say yes. What would you say?
Yes, I would say yes.
Because, you know, I, on the flyer, I mentioned that you're a not a tall person, but what did the Jamaicans call it?
Sammy Shot.
Yes, little but your talawa. That's it. That's what I'm getting at. Because this tune is like, you know, make way, you know, move out the way, you know, I'm coming through, I'm coming to get what is mine. It's true?
Yes, and I told a friend of mine once, I said, it is so cliche that back in the day people would say, oh, if a woman, you know, put argument to a man, she's a whore. You know, excuse my language if I can say that over the air. But if a man put argument to a woman, it's okay. Well, guess what? It's modern time. And if you see a guy or a man and he's respectful and looking nice, you could, you know, buy him a drink or say, hi, I think you're very nice or handsome. You can talk your talk. You know, instead of with, because sometimes men are shy too. And a lot of women would agree with me.
Yeah.
A lot of guys would agree with me. Men are sometimes shy. If they see a nice woman, sometimes they feel afraid to come and say hi.
Why?
So sometimes you can make the first move.
Yes, yes. You'd hit the nail right on the head there for a lot of guys, you know. It is shyness, you know, there's nothing wrong with them, but they're just a little bit apprehensive about making that first move.
Yes.
But you're not shy. You're not shy, is it?
No, I'm not.
And does that help you in your music career?
I think it has, in the sense sometimes people, a lot of people would say, Nadine, you need to step back, you know? But I will step back when I see it fit, but if I know something to be, I'm a no-nonsense person.
Right.
I will be very respectful of you, and I expect the same of you to be respectful to me. But I like to speak my mind. You know, I used to talk the talk and walk the walk.
Yes.
And I will give you respect to get respect, but I love to be assertive. I love to tell you what's on my mind, and I love you to tell me the truth.
Right, right, right. And that stood you in good stead when working in a what is a male-dominated industry, don't?
Yes.
So people who get to work with Nadine, they know that she's, you know, a straight talker. She means business and tolerates fools badly.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm a no-nonsense person. I don't like to beat around the bush. Tell me as it is. Sometimes the truth hurts, but then I can process a truth. I cannot process a lie.
Oh, what a statement. That's cool. That's cool. Okay, well, I'm just wondering about the actual process of making music. You know, I've listened to a few tracks and I really appreciate them. And, you know, I noticed that you have always a nice, solid, a melodic kind of rhythms behind. Is there a particular kind of rhythm that for you gets the creative juices flowing?
Not necessarily. For me, a beat has to stand out. But as long as I hear a beat, it's like, you would get a canvas, and then once you have the paint, then the idea comes to your mind, and then you start using the colors to let it flow to create, you know, something which is going to be attractive to people. For me, that has to be a beat or a rhythm, as you would call it. Once I hear it and it hits my soul, it's like something triggers something in your mind, and then it just, the rhythm make you start flow with lyrics.
Right.
So that, for me, that's how it is.
Right. So is this something that you've always done? Is that the process you always adopted, or is it something that you develop over time?
I think I've developed it over time, and with you said that you're never too old to learn, because I used to write a lot of poems and a lot of songs.
Did you?
And a friend of mine, he's the one that helped me to produce that track. The one you played earlier, Believe Me, which is tied to Crazy too.
Right.
He said to me, you have a beautiful voice and a melodic feel to it, but this is the problem. You write a lot of lyrics, but you don't have a hook. So I said, a hook? What do you mean a hook? He said, the hook is what's going to be repetitive, where everybody's going to be singing it even after the song is finished.
Right.
So I said, I'm still not getting you. He said that something that someone will want to sing over and over. And he's, you know, related to me. And then I said, oh, I get it. That's what we Jamaicans call chorus.
Okay.
But he said, yes, it has to hook you. It's something. When you're hooked on it, you've been singing it even the day when, following day when you wake up.
Right.
So
right.
I went back home and I started to, you know, remodel myself and the way how I started to structure my writing and all that. And then when I come up with a hook, then I said, I listened to it like 10 times over and I said, yes, this is really a good hook.
Okay.
And then I can tell you, say, yes, this is going to be a good song.
I see. So this is, you know, development as a songwriter over time.
Yes.
And you're not not one of these people who couldn't take talking. You know, you open ears to people who provide constructive.
No, man. As long as it's about my music, I give it to me. I'm like a sponge. I will absorb it like a baby.
Right.
As long as it's about progress in my music and how to elevate and motivate myself and my career, I'm all ears.
So. When would you say you actually started in a serious way to say, look, music and the reggae music in particular, this is going to be something I'm going to pursue seriously?
Honestly, ever since I was 7 years old.
Is it? Seven yes. years old?
Yes.
Okay.
I remembered Sunday morning, I was singing It Must Be Love by Carly Davis. And my mom had a record player and it stopped playing and I was singing word for word. And right. She turned to me and she said, "Was that you that was singing?" I said, "Yes." But she didn't believe it. So she played it again and I was singing word for word. And when it stopped, I was still singing. And she took my face in her palm and she said to me, "You know, you're going to be a star. You're going to be a singer someday." I said, "Really?" And she said, "Yes." And deep in my heart and in the back of my mind, I kept on to those words.
Wow.
I held on to those words and I never let it go. I tried to pursue it in every aspect that I could. It was a struggle. It was hard. And I tried and tried. I've met a lot of artists back in the days. And, you know, my career was kind of taking a good direction. But then, you know, your heart sometimes follow your love in a different direction. And that's when I turned in a different direction and put music to the side.
Oh.
And after a couple of years, I started pursuing it again. And then that's when I really started taking it seriously.
Okay. And you know, is that driving you? Is it something that's inspiring you? Is that, you know, a prophecy that you want to fulfill for your mom?
Yes, it was. And one other thing too, why I really and truly wanted to become a singer. After holding on to those words from my mom, which it has motivated me in so many ways all my life. I remember at school, I used to charge my friends 50 cents a song.
Yeah?
To sing in class, yes. And a friend of mine, her name's Nicole Bogle, she would say to me, "Come and sing." And I said, "You have to pay me." And she would pay me.
Wow.
And then other people would come up and want me to sing and they would pay me.
Okay.
So one day she dared me to stand in front of probably about 800 people in the auditorium to sing. Okay. And I did. I sang Whitney Houston's Greatest Love and I got a standing ovation.
Wow.
And it sent chills up my spine and I'm like, this is what I want to do.
Wow.
And I never turned back. I never let it go. I started singing, like, you know, ever since.
So, just how old were you when you stood up in front of so much people?
I think I was probably about 12 or 13 years old.
And you didn't have any fear, any nerves?
No.
Or
No. Especially when I hit that big note.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everybody rose to their feet and they were clapping and applauding and cheering me on. And it felt really good.
So you got a little taste there and it felt good and that spurred you on as well.
Yes. And I used to listen to Carlene Davis and Cynthia Sloss and Berris Hammond, Marcia Griffiths, Ken Booth. I'm telling you, I used to listen to a lot of them.
Okay. Well, it's you know, I feel it's useful for you to be saying these things because, you know, fans would like to, you know, they like to know a little bit in the background and the trajectory that you've taken to get to where you are today. I would like to explore where you feel you are today and what you have planned for the future. But I want to play one tune before we do that. This one's entitled "Someone Like You." Big up to you, Cologne Massive. Hilltop Sound Lodge up. Yard Rhythm likewise.
But I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I'd hope you see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Turn up out of the blue. on invited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hope you see my face, and that you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Never mind.
That's such a great tune. Someone Like You, Nadine Queen, who's here on, live on Reggae Space right now in conversation with yours truly, Yendis. Nadine, that really sounds like it's coming from an artist who is established, you know, and, you know, been around for long, you know. Is that how you see yourself?
I can hardly hear you, though.
Oh, sorry. Did you hear the question, or shall I repeat it?
You can repeat it.
Yeah, well, I was just saying that tune there, Someone Like You, sounds like it's coming from someone who is an established artist, been around for a while. Is that how you see yourself?
Yes. I've been around for a while, trust me. I've been working so hard at my career for years, and now it's the time for me to excel, and I appreciate the love from all the fans around the world, and trust me, I am working my butt off. I am.
Right. Well, what does that entail when you say working your butt off? I mean, that in your contest, it's got to mean studio work and concerts, live things.
Oh, yes.
We're
getting a lot of shows here, and then we're trying to see if next year we can, you know, finish the album, and then we, you know, start the touring and everything like that. So I'm writing a lot of good songs, working hard in the studio, and trying to get it done for the fans out there who's waiting for Nadine Queen.
Okay, you touched on a couple of things there. The writing process, is it coming easy? How long you take to write a tune, or does it vary between tunes?
It depends on the beat, as I told you. It depends on my mood. Sometimes you get motivated by things people say and do.
Right.
Sometimes you get motivated by just sitting down and concentrating on the positive.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get motivated from being angry.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, yes.
You get a lot of motivation from every different angle, but I try to stay focused on the positive.
Okay.
But it's not really difficult for me to write a song. Because for me, when I write a song, I like a song to tell a story.
Right.
You don't just sing because you can sing. Sing a song because it makes sense, and when somebody listens to the song, it will touch them in some aspect of their life.
Right.
You know, that's me. That's how I think.
Okay, so you're always mindful of the listener, the final listener, but you draw inspiration from things around you.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. And you say you're in the process of putting together an LP. You got some singles, and you done an EP not too long ago. How is that going? And have you got a date in mind or what?
Well, we're trying to work with different producers, not just one producer, because you're trying to make the music more inclusive and make it more in a sense that everyone can get their fair share of not just the same sounding production, but different producers I'm working with.
Right.
And it's a lot of big things coming up for Nadine Queen. Trust me when I tell you, it's a lot of huge projects working on.
Well, so, you know, just judging by the recent releases, you put them up on your page and you have them on YouTube. Anybody who want to listen to Nadine Queen, just put it in your search engine, and enough links will come up. How you feel about all this internet thing, and its use for making music, and its use for getting music out? How does that, you know, affect you, Nadine Queen?
In a sense, it's good and it's bad. And if I may clarify when I say it's good and it's bad, it's good in the sense that people will get to see and know you more. But at the same time, there's a piracy going around where people don't buy music anymore.
Right.
They download it for free, or they try to, you know, copy it someplace or something. They don't support an artist by spending a dollar to buy a song.
Because
let me tell you something. To produce a song in the studio, It's not chicken change, you know.
Of course.
You spend thousands of dollars, both if it's between you and your producer, your manager, and sometimes for them to buy a song, they'd rather to pirate it. They don't want to spend a dollar, or not even a dollar, 99 cents to buy a song.
Right.
And it's sometimes sad in the sense that you want the support, you know, monetary support, but it's not there. But as I give you the love, you give it back. Okay. But then you work your butt off to do good songs where people can recognize you, not just now, but for years to come.
Right.
And then you go out and you tour and, you know, you people spend the money to come and see you. Right. And it can feel good.
Yes, yes. It could be the same coin, but two different sides, you know.
Yes.
Because people are able to download it, that means they hear it. And that means, not directly, but it's going to lead to a lot more people actually attending the concerts because they hear the tune and they can sing along with the tune. So it could be the two sides of the same coin, this internet thing. You know, it has a downside in that, you know, there is the piracy. But at the same time, because of the piracy, lots of people hear your tunes who would otherwise not hear your tunes.
That's true. And then you lose a lot of revenues there, you know, then and there.
Yes.
The only way people can really make money, or an artist can really make money now, is to go on a tour.
Right.
And you've got to have good songs, good vocal clarity. And you got to have a personality where people can love you for who you are.
Yes,
not being too cocky or swell-headed, you know, or have too much of an ego.
Right.
But just be yourself and be loving and you know, inclusive to all people.
So, whereas in the old days, when things were on vinyl and it was far more difficult for anybody to pirate.
To copy, yes, right.
The things have changed now. And in the old days, you might make income from sales of units.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's all about touring and doing concerts and live thing. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you have to be good to go on tour because people nowadays is very intolerant to nonsense. When they go and you're not doing performing good, they tend to want to it.
And perhaps more so.
They off the stage.
Perhaps more so in Jamaica. That's probably the toughest market, don't?
Oh my God! You go to Jamaica, man. You're not doing your thing right. You prepare for battle.
I mean, we laugh at this, but it's not a good thing, you know. That
it's not a good thing, but Jamaicans, like, when they spend their money to come and see something, they come and they're well satisfied. That's the thing about Jamaica. And I always hear them say that Jamaicans are not old, and even artists saying that they perform at a lot of places in Jamaica, but the most difficult parish to perform to please the audience is in Portland.
Yes.
Portlanders, oh my God, they want the money's worth. They really do. But Jamaicans are very supportive when it comes to, you know, an artist or artists in general performing on a show. They will go out and support.
Yes.
But when it comes to, like, buying a music and so forth, they're not going to spend, you know, you don't say, 99 cents US to buy a song. Not, I wouldn't say all of them.
I mean,
some of them, anyway.
You're right.
Really, honestly, some of them don't really have that money to spend.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, there is the two sides of the market. If you ask me, there's those who would choose and prefer to do things legitimately, and those people will spend the 99 cents and have a clear conscience and play it without fear. But there's the others who say they can, you know, usurp the system and get it for free, but still enjoy the music, not really put any money in the pocket directly of the artist.
And that too helped to kill the artist too, because then the artist can't make no money if they're gonna pirate everything.
True.
You know, but a lot of Jamaicans sometimes, I wouldn't say a lot, a few percentage of them don't really have the money to buy the song. But those who do should really support the artist, because it takes energy, it takes time, it takes a lot of money and hard work to go in the studio to produce a song, for it to be played on the radio, for you to have a good time, even at a party or, you know, a stage show.
Yes. Well, and if you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't have a love for the music.
That's true. Music, I was born singing, honestly.
Yeah.
I was born singing. And my mom told me that I would cry morning, evening, noon, and night. She said that I would cry. But I was a wash belly, so she would always comfort me.
Oh.
It is so sad that she had to lose her life, you know, at such an early age. Okay. I wouldn't say lose. She lost the battle with whatever she was battling with. Right. She died when I was about 12 years old.
Okay. So. Oh, that's very sad. But it spurred you on the things that she said.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's have some more music. Right, let me think. Yes, Mikasa. I like this one. This one's been on in the Reggae Space record box for the DJs them to play for a little while now. It's on the Island Vibes rhythm. Anything to say about this one?
Mikasa Sukasa was, to me, was written for a friend. You know, he was Hispanic and he said, "Can you write a song about me?" And I did. That's how I came up with that song.
Big up to Naideen Queen. Big welcome to Zero Silence.
Oh, baby, you got your body right here. So do I. Why won't you come a little closer? You're setting my soul on fire. You promised me you'll take your time. Cause I want you here with me. Why you make me weak to your touch? No, you got me on my hands and knees. Mikasa. Sukasa, want you in a me world. Mikasa, Sukasa, wanna be your only girl. Mikasa, Sukasa, need you in a me life. Mikasa, Sukasa, baby, just do it right. In my life, I need no other man. Been searching for so long. A man like you, me really wanting on me world. If you're down with the chocolate and down with the swirl, you make me humble as a dove. Kill me with your sweetness, kill me with your love. I don't need no diamonds and pearl, but I need you to love this girl. Mikasa, Sukasa, want you in a me world. Mikasa, Sukasa, wanna be your only girl. Sukasa, need you in a my life. Mikasa, Sukasa, baby, just do it right. Now you got
me. Yeah, to me, listening to that, you know, these nowadays newer one drop rhythms that are coming out of Jamaica, they suit your voice and your style very well. Would you agree with that?
That's what everybody says, but trust me, if you hear some things I'm working on right now, you'd be flabbergasted.
Yeah. So give me a little idea. What kind of things we can expect?
Big things. Big things. I can't give away anything yet.
All right. You keep your cards them close to your chest. Okay. We can. When can we look forward to something in terms of an LP? You got any ideas, or are you just gonna keep going until
honestly,
you're ready?
I can't speculate on that because some of the producers that we're working with. One of them is going away for a while to do, you know, take care of some business for himself. So we have to sit back and, you know, wait until he comes back. So that's a little bit of a hold up right there. But it's all in good faith. And sometimes I say, you know, every disappointment is for a good. Yeah, but I have other projects coming out and with, you know, a lot of big artists on the project and myself. And trust me, it's going to be good.
Okay.
And when I tell you it's going to be good.
I mean, every now and again, it seems like you drop a single or put something on YouTube just to keep the fans happy. Is that how it goes? Is that the strategy? How it go?
That's part of the strategy, but now we're trying to put the album together because I've put my EP out there so people can know and hear what I'm all about. So when the album drop now, then you're gonna get the full effect of Nadine Queen, and trust me, the album is gonna be good.
Well, I can tell that, you know, just by the material that I have in front of me now, you know, you have a professional approach and everything seems to be right, fits just right. And I'm sure it takes a lot of work from your point of view, but it, you know, just comes over and it sounds easy.
Sounds easy, but it's not. Because aside from the Adele track that I covered, that track was on the New York Top 30 charts for, I think, 16 to 18 weeks, and it went from number 29 to number 6. and
wow,
for an unknown female artist to get on the top 30 reggae charts in New York City, this song has to be good, and it was really good, and people loved it.
Yes.
So, aside from that track, I write all my songs. I like to be creative like that.
So see, you know, you seem so established, you know, so grounded, you know. It seems like you're well comfortable with the potential and the forthcoming stardom.
Yes, I have to embrace whatever is coming because I've worked really hard for it. I've cried, I almost died.
Really?
Yes, you know, I really don't want to get into that one, but. Uh-huh. Yes, last year I was at death's door, and God has spared me because of my strength and my will to live. I'm here, and it's been a year since I was at death's door, and trust me, every day, every minute, every second, I'm thankful and grateful for still being here. So, because it could have been devastating. It could have been good. You know, God is good.
Well, that's a, you know, a big thing for you to come from death's door and to continue the dream, as it were, and getting very close to realizing it. What would success look like to you?
Success to me would be having longevity in the music industry.
Right.
For people to recognize who Nadine Queen is and to know that I may not just come up like this, you know?
Right.
I've worked really hard. I've been doing this. I remember when Garnick still died,
yeah,
I was the first artist to go up with my band to perform a Whitney Houston song on his memorial day at Penthouse in Portland.
Okay.
Penthouse had a memorial thing for Garnet Silk. And ever since then, I've always yearned to be recognized in the industry, even before then. But, you know, I've met a lot of big artists. I've even Capleton, Buju Bantan, all of we used to hang out at Arrow's recording studio.
Right.
And that's how I met Tony Rebel. That's how I met John Holt. That's how I met, Delroy Wilson. Ton loads of artists, but I never gravitated to music as I should because the road that it was taking female artists at the time, I didn't want to take that route because it was difficult. It was. So I choose love over music, and the love has kept me away from music for a while, but now I'm into it and I want to be remembered as someone who's very creative, very energetic. Someone who's likable, who loves people, who wear our hearts on our sleeve, you know?
I mean, you reel off a list there of some, you know, artists that, you know, giants and you know, names that are known throughout the world of reggae music. I'm picking up that, you know, you would want to be associated in the same number, you know, by the time you finish your career, if ever you're going to finish it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I would love people to have my name on their lips or tongue, like Marcia Griffiths, Barry Salmon, you know? And,
yes,
and a lot of people would say, Nadine, how is that going to be possible? I said, trust me, I'm going to work my butt off for it because I know I have the voice to do it. I know I have the zest,
yes,
and I have the energy and I have the will and I have the might and I have the determination to do that.
So
I even did a collaboration with Alvar Rosa too, you know,
yes,
a while
yes
back. That's when his career was just coming up and thing, but it's on YouTube.
Yes,
didn't
yes,
really,
I know.
You know, make
know
a big thing out of it, but it had a lot of hits, and they took it down for some. I think it's copyright reasons or something like that. Oh. So
what do you feel that you will need to have with you, you know, as part of your setup to ensure that you get to where you want to be?
I have a good management team behind me, which you know, Miss Charmaine Rose. She's my rock right now. She is one, you would say, in the industry right now is coming up as management you would want in your corner because she's really and truly got my back.
Right.
You need good production, good marketing team, you know, and overall everything in the music industry has to be positive for me.
Yeah.
If you come at me with the negative, you won't get to Nadine Queen. Trust me. It all has to be positive. Because
so,
I want to stay in there just as you hear Barry Salmon getting older every day and everybody's still talking about Barry.
Yes,
still talking about Marcia, still talking about Ken Booth, you know? That's what I want for myself.
So you get to the stage now when you can pick and choose who and who you work with and which rhythm you work on?
I wouldn't say yes, but I'm still not going to say no. because you, as an artist, you can't too commonalize yourself, like being too common.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be, I wouldn't even say seclusive, but
yeah,
put yourself in a way where you include everybody in your life, but not some people you have to put to the side, because then again, if the negativity comes at you, you have to just run in the next direction. And that's me.
Yes.
I never gravitate to negative. As long as it's positive and it's something that's going to elevate me and motivate me, I'm all for it.
Right, right. Well, I want to come back to that little point there, but I want to play a next tune. This one seems appropriate at this time. It's entitled Help Me, Lord. This is one of your new ones, is it?
Yes, that one is also on the EP.
Pray to the Lord, my soul, to keep. Help me to see another day. Guide my steps still, Lord, I pray. So
help me, Lord. Soul to take. If I should die in my sleep, I pray to the Lord my soul to keep. As I lay me down, I pray, help me to see another day. As I live to see another day, guide my steps still, Lord, I pray. So help me, Lord.
Yeah, just a reminder to all those on the base right now with access to our shout box. Yes, you can use that right now. Express your views about the music you're hearing right now from Nadine Queen.
Whenever I feel my pain, I know you hear me scream your name.
Track entitled Help Me, Lord suggests that the Lord has a big place in your life, Nadine. Is that right?
Yes, he has, many times.
Okay, you've mentioned him a number of times. He's partly the reason why you're here today, yes?
Yes, he is. He has been good to me so many times.
Okay. And I'm going to connect that thought with something you just mentioned about positivity and keeping negativity away from you. And asking about the lyrics that you choose to write, is that another important aspect of it, that it's uplifting and positive?
Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong, I can be creative in many different ways.
Okay.
Which I have been. But, you know, sometimes when I write the rude lyrics, you know, I said, no, that's not me. I don't want that character to be portrayed as Nadine Queen.
Okay.
So I like to do things to motivate people, and I like to do things to motivate myself, you know?
Yes.
And I've come to this conclusion after a point in my life where I was so bitter. I was so angry at the world and at everyone around me.
Yeah.
And I was angry at my ex because, you know, breaking up in a relationship, you just hold on to resentment and anger.
Yeah.
And I cry about it. I sleep about it. I sometimes lie about it. But most of all, I prayed about it.
Okay.
I did. I prayed about it and I asked God to forgive me, and I asked him to let me forgive whoever have done me wrong.
Okay.
And that's the decision and conclusion I came to when I start to forgive people around me and whoever had done me wrong.
Right.
It's felt like you were going up a hill with a big rock on your head.
Right.
And then you just put it down and you just say, that's it. You just wanted to turn a different page. And you know, I just look at things in a different light. You don't judge people. Don't be, you know, critical. Don't criticize people. Don't put other people down. Because guess what? Life might not be short. It might be short for some people. But life is good, even though it might be hard. But life is a journey. And everybody has to travel that journey. Sometimes it cuts short. Sometimes it's long. But let me tell you something. You got to take it in stride and know that the good comes with the bad. Right. But not because you might be financially better or off than someone. Nobody's better than the other one.
Right.
We're all God's children, and blood runs through everybody's veins.
Indeed, indeed. And yeah, well, I have to uphold that sentiment of equality, both between the genders and between the ages and the races, the whole world.
Yeah.
That's an important thing. I have to say it's been great speaking to you. You know, you've provided us with some good entertainment in your conversation and some great music to listen to. I got one more I want to play, I believe. But I want to give you the opportunity to big up who and who you want to big up, you know, to get to where you are. I'm sure there's been a team beside you and people who have helped you along the way and people who have inspired you. So I don't know if there's enough time left in the day for you to fit them all in, but I'm going to give you the opportunity. Is that okay?
Sure. Just want to big up my management, Miss Charmaine Smith, you know, Charmaine Rose, Charmaine Smith, same difference. And for contact for Nadine Queen, they can call 718-490-4333. And her email address is starshar42@msn.com. That's starshar42@msn.com. And they can hit up Nadine Queen on Facebook, send me a friend request. You could follow Nadine Queen on Twitter. That's NADZ4LOVE. That's Nads for Love. Go on YouTube. You could find me there on Reverb Nation, on Facebook, MySpace, on SoundCloud, just about every media site. But before I go, I would just like to say to everyone, thanks for showing me the love and support. And just look out for bigger, better things from Nadine Queen. And, you know, my music is available on Amazon.com, on Rhapsody. It's on iTunes. It's on TuneCore. Just about everywhere you could click, you could find Nadine Queen.
Right.
And just want to big up Ruler Brown. He's a radio disc jockey too. Trust me. DJ Bandit, Clinton Lee. I mean, I can't even name them. Just about every radio disc jock that plays my song. Big up Yendis. Big up Reggae Spears. You know? Just want to big up all the radio disc jockey and all my fans all around the world. Just keep your fingers crossed and pray for Nadine Queen, because it's going to be bigger and better things to come.
Well,
and
you know,
projects I'm working on is going to be awesome. I mean, awesome.
Well, it does. It's no surprise to me that you have links all over the world. You know, as an artist, you know, it is important for you to do that. You know, and I don't feel no way about you mentioned such and such and such and such, because it's to be expected.
I can't even name all the radio disc jock that plays my song. So I say big love to each and every one of them, because without them, we can't, you know, put our voices out there to the mass. So I said big up to all the radio disc jockeys.
Yes. Because I would expect, you know, just listening to you and looking at you here on the cam, you know, just to let people know, yes, I can see Nadine right here and a beautiful smile she has too. But I'm not surprised that there's enough interest in Nadine Queen, because I listen to the tunes them and I listen to the way you sing them, and everything's neat and tidy and well established, like a veteran artist. So it's no surprise to me that
you've been in the business for a long time.
Well, I'm looking forward to your future material, and I hope you remember us in amongst all those contacts that you have when something new hits the streets, especially.
I most definitely will, Yendis. Definitely will. And one more thing before I go, to all the massive out there, when you have baggage, just learn to forgive people and let it go, because if you don't, then it's going to weigh you down, and then you're going to be angry at the world and yourself. Learn to forgive and let go of things, because being positive is the only way to go.
That's cool. Well, Yes, just to let people know that there's a lot of information that Nadine has just given you about her links. We've conveniently put them together in a post on the Reggae Space Shoutbox, and you got the Facebook and the fan page, the YouTube, Reverb Nation, the Twitter link is there, iTunes and Amazon. And the question I was going to ask is, you know, is it important that you have a big spread of outlets? Or, you know, some would say it would make sense that you have one place for people to go and that's it. Is it, what do you feel about that?
Well, the one place for people to go sometimes is not accessible to all. So you have to it's like a tree. You can't have a tree with just one branch. It has many branches.
Yes, I see.
So you have to branch yourself out there, you know? Put yourself out there for people to reach you, because don't wait. Put yourself in a box.
Okay.
You have to extend your arms for people to reach you.
Okay, I get you, because there's some people who will have an iTunes account and would buy their tunes off iTunes, and the next person, they have Amazon.
And I forgot to mention CD Baby too, so they can get it off CD Baby too. So you have to be diverse. You have to put your branches out there.
Okay. Well, this final tune I want to play, I believe, is a big tune. It's one of your most recent. It's on the EP.
Yes, it is, and it's been playing on every radio station you can think of. Everybody loved that song.
And the question, you know, we got a whole host of different artists on the Heart and Soul rhythm. People approaching you and saying, we need Nadine on this rhythm. Come, let's get Nadine. How's it going nowadays?
Yeah, and I hope everybody love it, because lyrically, if you listen to it, you can resonate to the song, because it's telling you. I didn't specifically say any name in the song. But if you listen to the song, you can gravitate to it and know who it's talking about, what it's talking about. Or you can put your own little spin to it.
Right.
So they should take a listen.
That's an art in itself to make a tune that will do that.
Yes.
I just want that to be recognized. All right, Massive. Final entry from Nadine Queen tonight, a track entitled I Believe. I'm going to thank Nadine for spending so much time with us here tonight. I know she's a busy person. And on behalf of everyone here, I thank you. And invite you back any time that you wish. You have your ID here now. You're very welcome to revisit us at any time you choose, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Precious name I call. You're my light, my guide and my protection, my shield, my rock, my wall. And I believe when you told me we had to mumble before we talk. And I believe when you told me you made us grip before we walk. And you said you'll never leave me, you catch me lest I fall. And you said you're gonna help me to stand up tall. So when I wake up in the morning and I see the shining sun, I give thanks and praise to you. And when I go on my journey and my day is done, I give thanks and praise to you. And when me go down on my knees, I'ma pray to the Father, I only pray to you. And when I lose my cool and I call on you, you always see me through. And if I feel out of place, you put a smile on my face, cause you're my saving grace. So I told myself everything in life I request and you will bless. Oh,
what a voice.
You gotta believe me. You gotta believe me.
What a great song.
I believe that you came to save my soul. And I believe that you died.
One more time, a big up to Nadine Queen, our most entertaining hour. Big things in store for real for Nadine, believe.
Cause every month I
have to go through the struggles of life.
Some have it easy and some have to fight.
We have to struggle in a day and struggle in a night.
Hoping and praying you will make it alright.
Yes, we have to struggle in our life to survive.
Fighting for the truth and fighting for the right.
Some of them will tell truth and enough of them will like us. Some of them are false prophet and that's not right. Some are we are gonna live and some.
Bless up to each and everyone who's lent me their ears. Pick up yourself, Lynn for Nugent. Yard Rhythm, larger promotants work in the shout box. We got to everyone on the base right now. We got Born Free, Caribbean Queen, Cologne Massive. We got Sonia and Yard Rhythm, Red Lion. We got Lioness of Judah, Linford Nugent, King Jed. Big up yourself, Dags is on the base. Big up yourself, Lioness of Judah, and of course, Nadine Queens.